According to the state, 55 bridges in Michigan are closed. In the small city of Ferrisburg in Ottawa County Friday, a crew of workers rolled out the orange barrels and closed the 56th. The bridge is being closed because of safety concerns. For years, city leaders in Ferrisburg have tried to come up with the money to fix the bridge, but that money hasn't come. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports from Ferrisburg.
The orange barrels and the signs went up a little before noon, and ever since then, a steady stream of cars has been coming down West Spring Lake Road here in Ferrisburg, and they've been turning around. I found a group of neighbors standing around in the driveway of Kathy and Steve Van Pelt.
Look at these people. They're driving right down to the barricade and not, you know, saying, can I get through? And they don't realize that it's permanent now.
Ferrisburg is a small town. Less than 3,000 people live here. The bridge is called Smith's Bridge. I'm standing right by it now. It's only a few hundred yards long. It crosses a little bayou on the western edge of Spring Lake. And the people in Ferrisburg have known for a long time that this bridge needs work. But if you're just standing on it or driving across it, it doesn't look like a bridge that's about to fall down. And when the city came to residents asking them to approve a new millage 2 years ago, people voted against it, 2-1. Kathy Van Pelt told me, even living right next to the bridge, she had a hard time supporting the millage. It was an expensive ask that would add about $100 to their property taxes each year.
I think people are sensitive to how much we pay in taxes for everything, and it's not just Ferrisburg that uses this, but only Ferrisburg are the ones that are going to pay for it.
But while the bridge serves more than just Ferrisburg, it doesn't quite serve enough to get attention from other governments who might help to fix it. Rebecca Hopp is mayor of Ferrisburg. She says the city has gone to the state and to the federal government to ask for help with the $13 million it would cost to rebuild.
And this is just a small community bridge. It's not like it's part of US 31 that we'd be able to get some federal funding, you know, in addition, because it would be a federal road.
After years of trying and failing to get the road fixed, the city council voted unanimously Monday to shut it down to vehicle traffic. They did it out of a fear that the bridge could collapse suddenly. But closing it could lead to other safety problems. Tim O'Donnell is mayor pro tem of the city, and he also serves on call for the fire department. He lives right next to the bridge.
Anytime there's a call, a fire call, I would respond directly from my house to the scene, and I could be on scene within 2 to 3 minutes.
Now he says he'll have to add about 5 more minutes to the drive to go the long way around, and in an emergency response, he says every minute counts. At Monday night's city council meeting, some residents came up during public comment to say they had no idea how desperate the bridge situation was. If they had to do it again, they might vote for a local tax increase to pay for it. Kathy Van Pelt says she would.
With this being an issue, the more people you talk to and the more you understand what it really means to people, I think it creates a better grassroots support, very honestly.
But even if that money does come through, even if a big truck drove right up to this barricade right now and dropped off a giant stack of money, that truck still couldn't drive across this bridge. Not for years. Not until all the permitting and construction could finish. Not until this bridge is entirely new. At Smith's Bridge in Ferrisburg, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.